In this, the age of the super-fast, always-on, always-plugged-in MP3 download, there are still plenty of people who prefer to reach into the cardboard, pull out the large black circle, and lay it on a turntable. This is Chris Rank. Lovers of the 33 and a third long-playing vinyl record meet to buy and sell and trade for a few years now at Dogfish Head's Analog Go-Go Festival. Dogfish's Mark Carter explains the name.
Well, Analog Go-Go, as far as the name, that came from Sam Calagione, the owner and founder and original brewer of Dogfish Head Craft Brewery. He's a big record guy, and he loves good music and great beer, and he was like, wouldn't it be cool if we could have a festival that celebrated music and beer, especially vinyl? So Analog Go-Go just kind of came from one of our expressions at the brewery is analog beer for the digital age. Analog, you think vinyl, and Go-Go, you just think a fun time.
But vinyl records are hard to take care of. They require a lot of space, and they scratch. So what is the appeal after all these years of vinyl records? Dogfish Head's Mark Carter.
There's so much that goes with a vinyl record. I mean, you've got album art, you've got the, you've got the literature, if you will, of the album, as far as the writing inside the cover there. And then, there's a story, a visual story, a written story, and then there's the story of the song, of the album itself, what's on there. So I think it's kind of a combination of, it celebrates art in a variety of ways. And, when you throw vinyl on a record player, it's that physical action of, setting the needle and everything. And it just creates like this moment that's really awesome to be in.
Analog Go-Go is more than just a bonanza for record collectors. This year's activities include a few bands as well.
With Analog, we have two nights of music. Friday night, we have Bob Mould, who is a singer-songwriter, 80s guitarist with the band Husker Du. He's one of those guys that, when it comes to American indie rock, he's a name that folks recognize from maybe it's Husker Du, maybe it's his own stuff, and maybe it's a song he written somewhere along the way. And then on Saturday night, we have a band called Mutual Benefit, a newer band that's in there. Kind of an indie mellow sound that probably will hit some younger folks that might not know who Bob Mould is.
Beer, bands, and the elusive thrill of finding a new LP record. This year's Analog Go-Go Festival begins June 13th. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Chris Rank.